Well, happy Monday to you and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint, and I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. I hope you had a great weekend. We continued in our guardrail series this past weekend, and because of Rich Halcombe being with us the prior week, we actually kind of tackled two commandments this past Sunday, commandments numbers 2 and 3. And so we talked about first the commandment where God says, don't misuse my name. And we really said, man, the way that we see that, interpret that, is that God is saying, don't waste my name. In other words, there's a lot of times that we attach God's names to common frustrations, and we verbalize God in the trivial nature of the things that are going right or wrong, maybe in our day. And so what we said was, it's if we make God's name common, we make him common, that God is sacred. And so the way that we use his name is different. Matter of fact, the Hebrews in the Old Testament wouldn't even pronounce God's name because they didn't want God to become common in the mispronunciation or the misuse of God's name. So we just talked about how whenever God revealed his name to Moses, he said, I am that I am. And one of my favorite theologians said that when God said, I am, it means you are not. I just think a lot of times you and I like to be God. We like to be judge and jury. And so we have to be careful not to un-God God. That makes sense. We have to be careful not to to put ourselves in God's seat. And one way that we do that, God says, is to provide a guardrail in our lives of how we use his name. So we don't misuse his name, because if we keep his name sacred, maybe there's a greater likelihood that we keep him sacred in the space that he's in. The context for that verse is that God is jealous for us, that God wants time with us. So that makes sense then, that if that's the reality and God wants his name to be sacred, the third of the vertical commandments, the ones between us and God, then the fourth commandment would be what? Would be remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. That God says what you need, what is best for you, is to set aside time for rest. And we just said that's critical for our lives. Not that we guard a certain day of the week. That was a ceremony in the Old Testament. The ceremonies are all fulfilled in Christ. However, that doesn't mean Sabbath is not unimportant to us. That we need seasons of Sabbath. We need Sabbath built into our day on a daily basis, certainly on a weekly basis. We need time to rest and to reflect on him. It doesn't just mean we need time off. This is not, you're not putting a vacation request, to God every week. That's not the deal. The deal is we have to have time built into our day, every day, to spend time with him. We need a day, a week, time built in that we can disconnect from work. Technology is a wonderful thing, but because we can work from anywhere, we tend to work from everywhere now. We need to be able to disconnect and listen to God, sense what he's saying to us, look for his activity in our lives, and respond from there. So I'm going to pray to that end, and then I'll give you the opportunity to pray, and you can pray your way out. Thanks again, as always, for joining us. Father, we do come to you today, and we say that your name is sacred. We want, just as Jesus prayed, that your name would be hallowed, that it would be different, that we would use it to shine light and not misuse it, not to take something holy like you and make it common. And so, God, I pray that our words would be seasoned with salt. I pray that they would be awake to the reality of the Spirit's work in our lives. And so out of that, God, because we are right with the Holy God, we can have rest. And I pray that today. I pray for the folks who are listening. I pray it for my own soul on this Monday, that we would have Sabbath rest. Today, this week, this year, that God, we would be people who find our hearts dwelling in peace. Because, Lord, our minds, our hearts, our souls are stayed on you. So, God, I pray that for us today. Now you take the opportunity to pray.